My old mate, Graham Richardson, from the Australian newspaper and Sky News, has written a very thought-provoking piece in the Australian today. It's about, and we can't deal with this because two 15-year-old boys are facing very serious charges, one with rape, the other with filming the rape and then distributing on social media, at an eastern suburbs party where a 15-year-old girl, unconscious and drunk, was allegedly raped. She's admitted to being unconscious. She only knew about the alleged rape after she saw the footage on social media distributed to 50 other people within a rather privileged school in Sydney Cranbrook. Now, Richo poses a simple question. Where are mum and dad? Who was supervising the party? Graham Richards on the line. Richo, thanks for the article.
That's okay, Ray. I mean, it's something that I've thought about for a long time, and then because you keep getting these incidents.
Mm.
And then when you get them, you've got to say to yourself, there's something seriously wrong. Somebody yesterday said to me, oh, well, it mightn't be their fault. She might have turned up drunk. Well, I just said to them, well, if she's turned up drunk, you don't let her in. You just say, go home, love. Go home and sleep it off. And so, I think it's terrible to think these parents just say anything's okay.
Well, I've posed the question this morning. Just say, and everyone's been through this with teenage children, you go away for the weekend. You say to the kids, listen, you're old enough to be here by yourself. We're a phone call away. You know, you're 15, you're 16. If I hear any thoughts of a party, there's going to be big drama. That can happen. But I recounted myself 12 years ago taking one of my children to a party as a Year 10 student and noticing when I walked in to meet the parents that young blokes were loading their own beer into the beer fridge. And I said to the father, what's going on here? He said, oh, they're going to have a drink. I said, mate, they're Year 10 kids. And I was treated as some sort of pariah by the school community because the father said, what about that narc? And I said, mate, they're 16-year-old kids. They shouldn't be on the drink, unsupervised. And what, you're giving them a beer fridge to keep it cold? And I know standards change, but at the end of the day, the 15-year-olds who attended the party, and 15 and 16-year-olds, year 9, year 10, firstly, were parents home? We don't know the answer to that question. Secondly, if not, why not? And thirdly, the parents taking the children or delivering the children or letting the children go, did they ring the parents and find out what the party was all about and whether it had been supervised? I mean, there's a whole range of issues to be discussed here.
Absolutely. I could have written pages on this. I get upset by it, though, because I've seen too much of it.
Mm.
You know, we're always having a crack at people in the suburbs where they haven't got a big quid. But we rarely, rarely have a look in the suburbs where people do have a big quid.
Mm.
Now, Bellevue Hill, as you know, you've got to have a pretty fair old quid to get in there. And yet, I've seen this before. This is not the first time this has happened. It's hit the papers, but it's not the first time it's happened.
Mm.
And every time it happens, there's one question you should always go back to. Where were the parents?
Well, it's funny you should raise the spectre of, and we're talking about, you know, disadvantaged areas in both Brisbane and Sydney, and there aren't too many public housing estates in Bellevue Hill last time I checked. And you know, people look down their noses if you live west of the, you know, Iron Cove Bridge. And, you know, oh, of course, that had happened at the Druid, or it happened, you know, in Logan. It wouldn't happen here. But the simple fact of the matter is that a lack of supervision is not a problem for the eastern suburbs, the western suburbs, the southern suburbs, or the northern suburbs. It's a problem for everyone.
That's right. It's a problem for Australia. You know, this drinking culture among the young is a shocking thing because we have allowed a situation to just continue to grow where these kids go and drink to get drunk. That's the only purpose in their life at that time is to get drunk.
Mm.
Now, there's got to be enough adult supervision, enough adult intervention to teach them that you don't drink to get drunk. And I think it's awful to think that we've got so many kids growing up in Australia where no one ever makes that point.
Mm. Anyway, as I said, this will be played out in court in relation to the two boys. But, I mean, what's undeniable is there's a 15-year-old girl, admittedly so drunk she was comatose, allegedly raped, and that'll be determined by courts. But where's the parental supervision in the home, which she doesn't reside in, from, I guess, her parents? Did she lie to them and said, I'm going to, you know, Sally's place to sleep over? And a whole range of issues to be addressed, and I don't want to be condemning parents because, as I've said, and you'd admit to it, that of all the jobs I've done, and I've done a few, the toughest is being a parent. That's the toughest job I've ever had. And well, I haven't always been successful, I might mention.
Saying no is the hardest thing, isn't it? I mean, you love your kids, you want them to be happy, you want to say yes. But there are times, if you're going to be a good parent, where you say no.
Mm.
And I think some parents just don't know when that time is.
Well, this story's been bubbling along all week, and your column's the first time to address a problem that I've been thinking about. And once you wrote about it, I thought, well, I'm going to go on the front foot and talk about it. And you wouldn't believe it, since I raised it this morning, you know, a couple of hours ago, all sorts of emails coming in from people asking the same question. And so thank you for bringing it to everyone's attention via your column in The Australian.
Pleasure, Ray.
All the best, Richo. See you, mate.
See you, bye.
Graham Bridgerton there. A very important issue. I'm not apportioning blame. I'm not, you know, because as I've said earlier, everyone knows as a parent, it's a minefield. You know, you might have one, two, three, four, you might have five kids. And you know the rules don't apply, you know, for all of them equally because you try to be, I guess, fair and even-handed in the case of every child you have, but sometimes things don't work out. I remember Jack Gibson, when I was a parent, so we're talking about over 25 years ago, when I first became a parent, and I had a great relationship with Jack and had many discussions with him. And Jack had written about this. He had a son who passed away in dreadful circumstances, who was involved in drugs, and he had quite a number of children, boys and girls. And I said to Jack, during the highlight of this, I said, or the low light as the case may be, is there any advice you can give me? And he said, love them, care for them. He said, in my circumstances, Judy and I loved them all the same and cared for them all the same. One just went off the rails. We don't know why, we don't know how. It just happens, mate. It just happens. And, you know, they didn't get any different upbringing, all the kids. And so, you know, there's no panacea, there's no answer to the difficult question you're asking me. And as an older person now who has grown-up children, as I declared, my parenting has always been well-intended but never as good as I'd like it to be. And that would be the case with every parent, I'd imagine. You always want the best for your children. Sometimes you make mistakes on the way through, and sometimes you do it the right way. But in relation to the supervision of 15-year-olds, I think there's only one right way. There has to be supervision. They can't be unsupervised. They're not adults. They don't think like adults. They think like kids, and they make silly mistakes, sometime with grave consequences.